Parshas Vayetze opens with one of the more famous dreams of the Torah. Yaakov goes to sleep and he sees a vision of a ladder, angels first going up, ascending the ladder, then descending, coming back down the ladder, and Hashem standing upon it. A focus between Rashi and the Ramban, whether or not he was standing on top of Yaakov or he was standing upon the actual ladder itself. And then there's a vision. That's the vision that Yaakov sees, the ladder with the angels going up and going down. And then there's the actual words that the Nevuah, that Yaakov receives from Hashem, which is a promise to receive the land of Eretz Yisrael again, as well as a promise to protect Yaakov on his journey towards Lavan's house and then to return him back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim discuss, as you're all familiar, the meaning of this vision of the ladder and Hashem standing upon it. Why are the angels first ascending and then only after they ascend do they then descend? What's the meaning and significance of that? Rashi, as most of us are familiar with, understands it that these are a reference to the angels that accompanied Yaakov. He had angels, he had Eretz Yisrael type of angels that accompanied him, and since he was about to leave Eretz Yisrael, those angels which were already accompanying him through his journey in Eretz Yisrael, they ascended, and then the Chutz La'aretz, the outside of Eretz Yisrael type of angels, descended, and they were to accompany him in his journey towards love. And that's Rashi's approach. The Ramban has two entirely different approaches, one which he says based more on Pshat, and one based on the Medrash, of the meaning of the angels and why they first ascend and only afterwards descend. Says the Ramban as follows, Hareyu b'chalom ha-nevuah. What Yaakov was being shown, the significance of this vision, which why we are told about it as well, ki kol ha-nasa ba'aretz nasa al yedei ha-malachim. Everything that's done, that's actually accomplished in this world, is done through angels, says the Ramban. However, v'hakol v'gzeres elyon aleihem. The messengers, the agents through which things are done are the angels, but they are all done only because that is what Hashem decides and commands them to do. Ki malachei Elokim, says the Ramban, they are mishalech ba'aretz. They go around the world, lo yasek tano gedola. They don't do anything, nothing major, nothing small, until ad shuvam lehisyasev al adon kol ha'aretz. They go back and discuss with Hashem what should happen, so to speak. As the Ramban writes, what they would do is they go throughout the world, and they report back to Hashem, Hine Yosheves Bishalva, they report back, the world, these people, they're dwelling in peace, Omaleya Cherev, Adam, these people, they're filled with war. Vuhu Yitzav Aleim, and after they are in the world, they see what's going on, so to speak, they report back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what they saw. Vuhu Yitzav Aleim, Loshuv Loredes Ba'aretz V'la Asos Dvaro. And then he commands them to go back down and to do that which he wants from them. So says Ramban, so first they go up, because they're down here first, they're seeing, they're reporting, they go up, they report before Hashem what it is that they saw, and then he sends them back down to fulfill his will and accomplish in this world that which he desires. That, says the Ramban, is the vision why you first see the angels going up and then going down, and that's why, says the Ramban, Hashem nitzav alav. Hashem is at the top of the ladder. Rashi's vision was that Hashem is on top of Yaakov. According to the Ramban, Hashem is on top of the ladder. Why is Hashem on top of the ladder? Mavticho Yaakov, to guarantee and to promise to Yaakov, Lohodia Shehu Lo Yia Biyad HaMalachim. You're not under these Malachim's control. You, Yaakov, you're directly under me. Generally, says the Ramban, we find the idea Ki Malachav Yitzav Eloch Lishmarcha B'chol Durachacha, that Hashem will command His angels to protect the tzaddikim. And here, the promise that Hashem is about to give is Ki Anochi Ushmarticha, Anochi Holech Imoch Ushmarticha B'chol Asher Teilech. I will protect you directly. So the vision is the way that it generally works with the angels, but here, the promise that Yaakov has been given is I will be in direct control, you will not be in the hands of the Malachim, and I will take care of you. That, says the Ramban, is his understanding of the pshat of the angels going up and going down. Then he adds a medrash from the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, really, this vision is a totally separate concept, and the angels have nothing to do with angels of Hashem in that perspective. These are angels, the sarim of the different nations of the world, as we have various reference to, that each nation of the world has a specific agent, and the Malachi Elokim, the words Elokim don't here mean Hashem, it means powerful people. And this is a reference to the four galus, the four different exiles that the Jewish people will go through, and this vision is a vision to Yaakov and to us to understand what will take place. Says the Ramban, Hareyo Memshalas Arba Malchoyos, he's showing him the four dominions that we will be under their exile, of the four different nations of the world. Ma'alosam, first they go up. Why are the angels going up, signifying how they will become exalted in the world, and then they will come crashing back down. Says the Ramban, first he shows him Melech Bavel, who Herlokosh Baruch Arba Malchoyos, Karevosh Sar Malchus Bavel, Ola Shivim Okim. Going up 70 rungs, corresponding, of course, to the 70 years that we're under the exile of Bavel, and then Viorid, then the Malach comes back down. Hareyusar Malchus Madai, our second exile from Madai, it goes up, Chamishim Ushnayim Okim, it goes up 52 rungs corresponding to the 52 years of the exile of Madai, Viorid, and then it comes down. Hareyusar Malchus Yavon, then the third of the exile, the exile of Yavon of Greece, Ola Meyo Ushmonim Okim, that one goes up 180 rungs corresponding to the 180 years that the Greeks were in charge of Eretz Yisrael and we were in their exile, and then Viorev, Vahareyu Sarmalchus Edom. And then he shows him the fourth exile, the exile that we're still in, the exile of Edom, Ola Ve'eno Yored. And it goes up, that angel went up, and it never came back down. And Yaakov sees this vision before Hashem, the fourth exile, the exile of Edom, and the Malach has gone up and doesn't come back down. And the Ramban here records a conversation based on Tanakh, a pasuk in Yeshayahu, where the Tsar of Edom says, El al b'masayav, I will be exalted above all of the top of the clouds. And then Yaakov responds with the next pasuk, Ach el sha'ol tu rabat, you'll go down to the depths. There will be the end in which, yes, we can't even see the end of this exile. Yaakov himself just sees the angel up, and it's such a long and bitter exile, there's no end. He never sees it coming down, but we have the promise from Yeshayahu, Ach el Sha'ol Turad, you will go down to the depths. And the Ramban concludes with the pasuk from Ovadia as well, in which Hashem says, in Tagbiya Kaneshari, despite you and the powers of Edom, which will raise themselves up like the Nesha, like the eagle, still, says the pasuk, Misham Oridcha, from there I will cause you to go back down. And while we can't see the end, we don't see that angel coming back down, we have the promise from the Nevi'im that it will in fact come back down. That, says Ramban, is the meaning of this vision. May we see its fulfillment, that final Malach coming back down and the return of Tzibur and Eretz Yisrael, b'mheirah v'yameinu. Amen.